99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Every single hour we do this, Kelly K.
Okay, so we have to draw attention to, well, this is a feel-good on a couple of different levels.
Okay.
Okay, so this couple have been together for nearly 3 years, okay?
Gotcha.
So there was a milestone that they decided to celebrate in their relationship. And when you get to any milestone, you know, cake is a good choice.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So this is a story of Ryan and Kaylee. Ryan's 24. The message on the cake says, it took you 3 years. Congratulations.
Okay.
For finally farting. Took her 3 years. She finally felt comfortable enough to fart in front of him.
Oh, so he gave her the cake.
He gave her the cake.
Oh, my gosh.
To celebrate
funny.
That milestone in that their is, relationship.
I'll tell you what, that is a milestone.
So I guess apparently he dropped this promise on her like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she has decided to draw it out this long for dramatic effect, maybe. So he dropped $40 on a cheesecake. And whoever ended up making it, I'm assuming maybe it was Cheesecake Factory. It's in Australia.
Okay.
So I would love to have seen the face on the artiste who is going to have to write that in icing on the cake. Congratulations, took you 3 years. Finally farted.
You know, I feel like we've talked about this before. We've done the show where it's like, hey, who are the pastry chefs listening who have to decorate these cakes? And what are the craziest things you've actually written on cakes before?
Oh, yeah.
Because
they're sure, they got stories.
I'm sure, yeah, you've seen some magical things.
Well, and as far as this particular milestone, how long did it take for you and your wife? You've been together for a million years.
Well, I mean, I
was
did
that
a lot,
early on?
I did a lot of things early on.
Okay.
That could have really, like, ended the relationship. I mean, like, nothing, like, evil.
Right.
But, like, I...
Embarrassing?
I
maybe.
Accidentally peed on her in
yeah,
bed.
Yeah, that would have... that's dicey.
I mean, I wet the bed as an adult. I mean, I've said that on the air before. I wet the bed as an adult, and... And it happened to be on her. So that was, I mean, that could have ruined it right there.
You should have got her a cake for that. Sorry I beat on you.
Yeah.
You probably should have gotten her that cake. There's still time.
You know what? I probably should.
Swing by on
Costco.
The way home.
Costco does
yeah,
them. Maybe
they
great
would do
cakes.
It. They would do it.
Or whoever. I can do Plains. I've gotten cakes from them decorated before. A nice Plains cake. Heitzman's Bakery. Yeah, all those. Do me up a nice cake that says, hey, honey, happy Mother. Oh, Mother's Day already passed. Well, it could be in anything.
Yeah, just because cake.
Yeah. Hey,
honey. How many cakes do you need to make? Like, looking
I
back in
need
your.
Need to make a lot.
Okay. That's a feel good.
That sound is the sound of Kelly and I getting ready to sling our best dad jokes back and forth to one another. In another attempt at humor, it's called You Laugh, You Lose.
All right, show me the trophy. I got to see the trophy. Motivation. Bring her up.
Yeah, Kelly has
Let
won.
Let me see her.
She has a two-game lead right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see if she gets the... keep the all supreme Victor trophy or whether it goes back to me.
It all comes down to the wire. Like every time. People laughing.
Are you ready?
I don't know. Okay, yes. You're starting first, loser.
That cuts a little bit, but yes.
I know.
All right. You laugh, you lose. Dad jokes. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Where did Noah put all the bees in his ark?
Where did Noah put all the bees in his ark?
In the archives.
Good one.
Thanks.
Cute.
Yeah.
Nice way to start. Biblical, even.
Yeah, biblical.
What do you get if you put a duck in a cement mixer?
What?
Quacks in the pavement.
Ah, yeah. Don't want that. No. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a dinosaur fart?
What do you call a dinosaur fart?
A blast from the past.
I like the dance.
Thanks.
What do you call the ghost of a chicken?
What?
A poultry geist.
Oh, poultry. Get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You know, Kelly, as I suspected, someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Really?
The plot thickens.
Dun, literally.
Dun, dun.
Cute.
Thank you.
Like that touch.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you hear that the Hulk started recycling?
No.
Yeah, he's really going green.
Oh, because Hulk, green, got it.
It right. took you that long?
I'm not a Marvel guy, sorry.
Wow.
You know, Kelly, most people are shocked when they find out how bad I am as an electrician.
I get it. They're shocked.
Shocked? Yeah, okay.
Literally.
Thanks. Yeah, great.
Not just surprised.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the last thing Jeff Bezos does before going to bed?
What?
He puts his pajamas on.
Oh, pajamas on. Amazon pajamas. Got it.
Clever. Play on words.
That's great. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What did Drake say after passing gas?
What did Drake say after passing gas?
I farted from the bottom, but now it's clear.
It's cute.
Thank you.
Rapping fart jokes.
I had two of them.
A weasel walks into a bar.
Yeah.
The bartender says, wow, I've never served a weasel before. What can I get you?
Yeah.
Pop, goes the weasel.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's okay. Sure. I guess that's okay.
It's cute.
I guess that's okay. Kelly, a sheep, a drum, and a snake fell off a cliff.
Oh, no.
Ba-dum.
Gotcha. Sound the animals make as they plunge to their death.
Yeah, it's kind of an animal death joke. Sorry.
A little.
But it had a rim shot. Ba-dum.
Oh, man. I don't have my drumsticks. That would have helped you out.
Thank you.
I could have helped you out.
Thank you.
So I go to the doctor. Doctor, been having problems with my hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor says, can you describe the symptoms?
Yeah.
I said, sure. They're yellow. Homer's fat. Marge has blue hair.
He misheard symptoms for Simpsons.
Yeah.
That was good.
And you like that show, so I did that for you, Sparky.
Thank you. Hey, Kelly, what did one boob say to the other boob?
What did one boob say to the other boob?
If we can't get support, people will think we're nuts.
Yes. Stop touching yourself! Stop touching yourself! That's dirty pool! That's not even fair! That's not fair!
Are you Everybody conceding? Saw it. I didn't do anything.
Oh, you're subtle little holding your chest.
We saw it. I had an itch.
You did.
I had to adjust my moves.
Dirty pool. You do it all the time. It's not fair.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and take this trophy. I'm going to take it before you take it back.
Why is it that boobs take me down all the time?
Is it boobs or is it moobs?
I think it might be your moobs.
All right, let's play the trumpets. Let's play the horns.
That's not fair.
Sound lets us know that we've now come to an end of another fabulous round of
You Laugh, You Lose. Dang it.
Boobs do it again. Remember last month, Mom Lisa posted a video of her daughter singing a song she came up with?
I wonder what's inside your book.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what's inside your book.
That one.
Yeah, it just kind of her with a little ukulele there strumming a song that she made up by herself.
Yeah, a little Minnie Mouse guitar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's back with another hit.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what's the matter with me.
Okay, so she. I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Oh, wow.
To her latest hit compilation, I Peed in My Pants, which, by the way, the video, there is a Christmas tree in the background, so I don't know if this is like a...
it's a delayed release.
An unearthed hit where they're like, hey, if you like this one...
It's the B-side.
Right.
Of the butthole song.
Right.
Okay.
Peed in my pants, I don't know what's the matter with me. I
mean, she's found a formula, and she's sticking to
truth,
it.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, she's an authentic artist. She is
you know
coming
what?
Up with her own experiences and singing about that.
I think there are a lot of pop artists who would say it is important to really get raw with your songwriting.
Yes.
Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga are
I'm sure
both.
They all started like this.
I mean, just putting their heart on paper.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what's inside your butthole. I peed in my pants, and I don't know what's wrong with me.
That's a lot.
I mean, listen. Can I just say it's not just a problem for little 3 or 4 year olds?
Right.
Grown adults
can relate.
Grown adults sometimes do it.
All right. Yes. Maybe sometimes you're laughing so hard at something that's funny.
Or sometimes
a little you have, comes out.
Sometimes you have the dream.
Sometimes you have the dream.
That is the worst.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't really have that dream.
You don't ever have the dream?
No, I don't have that dream.
Where you're going to the bathroom and you're just like, yeah, this is so good. And then you wake up and you're like, ah!
It's never happened to me.
It happens to me.
To the good Lord.
Listen. It happens to me, I'd say probably several times a year.
You don't have to admit
but,
this.
But no. I'm not. I catch myself.
Oh, do you?
Before anything happens.
Oh, great. That is good news for your wife, especially.
Most of the time.
Oh, God. And I have to admit everything on this show.
Well, I need to have solidarity with this kid saying, hey, look, it's sometimes this stuff happens.
A toddler.
There was a long time ago.
It's a lot easier to explain it away for a toddler.
I know. A long time ago, I had that dream and I literally wet the bed on my wife.
Oh,
and
my God.
She's still married. Yeah. And I woke up and I tried to figure out how I was going to, two things. One, change the sheets without her waking up. And two, change her sweatpants that she was wearing without her waking up. So listen.
That's impossible.
I know.
Yeah.
Obviously. So, it was impossible.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, listen, this sort of problem.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what the matter with me.
Girl, it's
relatable.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
It's raw.
Okay.
It's gripping.
But I'll tell you this. You don't have to. See this microphone in front of you? You don't have to have all of the words come out of your mouth and into it all the time. You don't. You can hold a few things back.
Kelly, if I'm not real, who am I?
Okay. I'm sure your wife wants you to hold a few things back, maybe.
So anyways, the latest hit from Lisa's daughter.
I need her to put out an entire album because I'm invested.
With such hits like...
I wonder what's inside your book.
Comes the follow-up.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what the matter with me.
She's a songwriting genius already.
Do we care about a Smurfs reboot?
Sure.
Nickelodeon ordered the Smurfs to continue. It's going to be like the cartoon from the 80s.
Right.
But it's going to be just an updated version of the comic from the 80s.
So more of like the...
On Nickelodeon.
Computer-generated animated movies?
Says it's a CG animated. So yeah, it'll be more like that. The movies of late. But yeah, Smurfs coming back on Nickelodeon because there's nothing new.
They need some new programming.
It's all a reboot.
I feel like the cartoons are really going to see a resurgence because you can do cartoons in a pandemic.
Yeah.
So just animate all of our entertainment? Is that the answer?
So then it brings back the question, if you were to have some special time with a cartoon, who would it be?
Flynn Rider from Tangled. Flynn Rider.
Oof.
Flynn Rider.
You know what? I am going to say, if we are going Disney... Do we have to say Disney?
Well, they're the most realistic.
Are they? Okay. Well, for a while, I don't know if you still look at the comics in the Courier Journal.
No.
But, you know, remember the comic strip Blondie?
Blondie?
The wife? Look her up.
Okay.
Look her up. Look her up.
The hot wife in the Blondie comic
strip. I don't even know her name. I remember.
Well, her name's Blondie.
Blondie. All right. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, Blondie.
And Dagwood is her husband.
Husband Dagwood. Yeah. Yeah, sure. So,
okay.
So my wife, a while ago.
She is very vavoom.
My birthday made a, drew mm-hmm. a Blondie comic strip for me, but made it more of a peep show.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very nice.
That's great for you.
I know. My wife's very talented when it comes to that sort of thing.
She is.
So you're Flynn Rider.
Yes, all and right, you're Blondie.
Yeah, but if you had to choose another one, you're not going to marry Flynn. You're just going to have a fling with him.
Oh, Flynn is my fling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Greg Texan, Blondie had a rack.
Oh, my God. Greg.
I'm telling you, if you've never seen the comic strip Blondie, that was my jam.
Okay.
How did we get, we started at the Smurfs, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and then we're thinking maybe... All of Hollywood needs to just animate everything.
Animate everything.
You can do that in a pandemic.
And that's how we got down the wormhole of if you had to date or get with a cartoon character, who are you getting with?
I'm marrying Prince Charming. I'm going to go ahead and marry Prince Charming. I want to live in Cinderella's castle. If I'm going to have a fling with Flynn Rider, I'm marrying Prince Charming. That's where I'm at.
Let me just say, and I'm going to throw this out there. I bet Maleficent Of course, I'm thinking Angelina Jolie. Yeah. I'm getting mixed up in my head.
You are, a little.
I'm thinking Angelina Jolie, not the comic Maleficent.
She was still very beautiful.
She was. So maybe, yet menacing. Maybe. Yes.
And, man.
I'm telling you.
At night, dragon. So, this is a really interesting conversation.
Right, right. All right.
All right. You've got quite a range, sir. You got Blondie and you got Maleficent.
Yeah. I mean, it would be too easy to say something like Jessica Rabbit.
Sure.
It'd be too
easy. She was a standard for a long time.
Yeah. It'd be too easy.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of married to a Jessica Rabbit. She can pull that look off. For sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Especially with the hair.
All right. So, yeah, that's...
That's fun times.
Man, if you look back at this past hour, we argued about fonts.
We sure did.
And then decided what cartoon character we would get with romantically.
That is a wide range of topics. It's a wide range of topics.
So, this gig that could earn a quick 10 grand for 3 months... All right.
That's not a bad payday for that amount of time.
Yeah, because it's something that I don't think you'd have to quit your normal job to do. It's just some side hustle cash.
Yes.
All right?
I wouldn't quit my job for this.
It's a New York-based company offering to pay $10,000 to study certain habits over the summer. All right?
Are you studying your own habits or other people's
habits? Your own.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to document your diet for 3 months.
Okay.
And describe your bowel movements. Sorry, this is a bidet brand.
Oh, right.
That is looking for people.
Are they looking for poo ambassadors?
Yes.
What's happening?
The VP of Fecal Matters is what they're looking for.
Oh, my. My goodness.
All you have to do is be regular every single day for 3 months and record what you're doing.
Wait a second. What if you're not regular? Happens then? Well, is that something you can predict?
This is part of the requirements where you have to, like, answer these questions. Like, they're looking for someone between 21 and 121.
Well, that's a big age range.
Who's regular. So you answer all these questions, and if you get hired, your official duties will be to document your diet and bowel movement daily for 3 months and describe your experiences on the brand's social media.
No, sir. No, not on social. You have to tell everybody on social media about it? I'm out.
Yeah, so
I'm out.
So it'd be like, okay, so if Kelly is the VP of Fecal Matters for Tushy, the name of the bidet.
I'm so out.
Then Kelly would be like, hey guys, Kelly.
No.
Kelly here checking in.
I don't think so.
Another good one.
I don't think I can. Nope. I feel like I would rather maybe be the spokesperson for the herpes medicine.
Are you supposed
to do this? I don't know. Both are not great gigs.
Okay, of all the, hang on a minute. Of all the things, ailments that could befall you, if we were to get an endorsement for something, a bidet, I think, is one that I think I could easily be an endorser for a bidet.
Right.
We gave away bidets.
Yeah, we did. But we didn't have to describe our poo. That was not a requirement.
All right.
That's
so
why we
I
signed
think,
on for that.
I think maybe for me, it might be tough, like, for me to jump over the hurdle of erectile dysfunction.
Oh, no amount of money is going to make you do that?
I can't say no amount of money.
Okay.
Like if they...
All right, let's put a price tag on it.
Let's put a price tag on it.
Would you do it for $5,000?
Hi, I'm Ben Davis, and I'm here to talk to you about erectile dysfunction.
Oh, yeah, you're already off to a great start.
Thank you.
I think you would be an amazing spokesperson.
All right, so herpes for you?
Yep. It's not going to slow me down. I'm in a canoe.
You're in a canoe.
Yeah. It could be a fun day of shooting.
Okay. All right. So
I can't. I don't know. But I would need a big, hefty payday for that, too, though. I mean, my price tag's high. I'm going to need at least $1 million to be the herpes girl.
Okay. The herpes girl. Because you would be branded as a herpes
of course,
girl
a
forever.
1,000%. Yes.
I mean, you'd be in the grocery store and people are like, oh, Kelly. Hey, I saw your commercial. And you're like picking out kumquats going,
No.
Did you go down the aisle yet?
I feel like I have to have standards.
Did you go down the aisle yet?
Kathy's like, come on, Kelly, everyone poos. I don't know. I just don't know if I can get detailed about it on social media. I'm not sure that's my game.
To be fair, you're not using your own account. You're using theirs as their brand ambassador.
Sure.
So you're like, hey, what up? It's Kelly checking in here for Tushy.
I don't. Yeah. No. Christopher, though, he wants to sign up. Christopher, you go for it. I am going to fully throw my support behind you.
All right, so you're out on the whole bidet brand endorsement
because of the requirement of having to describe.
But you're saying there is a chance for herpes,
maybe. For at least $1 million.
And I'm saying...
I'll take $1 million.
And I'm saying, hey, if you're an erectile dysfunction company that wants an endorser...
All right.
Do I have to...
What's your price tag, though? We didn't settle on a price tag.
Yeah, I don't know, because here's the thing. Like, I'm not afflicted by it.
Oh, well.
So is that false advertising?
I feel like it is.
Or
they put a little actor portrayal.
Listen, or I have to be upfront about it. And I'm like, hey, look. Someday when I get older, I may suffer from erectile dysfunction.
Oh, maybe. And then when I do.
I'm going to pop a couple of these pills.
Kelly Show. Welcome to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes you just want the opinion of maybe our listeners. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Okay, so, hey, thanks for letting us call you on this. Will you walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah, so weird. The other day, I don't know, it's been bothering me, but so I worked the third shift and I've been going into work during quarantine.
Okay.
And my boyfriend, he works remotely from our apartment.
Okay.
And I come home around 9 and I jump in the shower like I usually do.
Sure.
And when I get out, the mirror is all fogged up and I notice that there is a note on it.
A note on the mirror?
Yeah. It says, thinking of you with a little winky face.
Like, what do you mean a note? Like taped to the mirror or?
No, like written with a finger. But it's like.
Oh, that you saw the steam?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it said what again?
It said, thinking of you and then like a little winky face.
So do you think your boyfriend wrote that for you?
No, definitely not. I asked him. I mean, it looked like a woman's handwriting. It was not his.
Oh.
And so I asked him about it, though, and he was really confused, and he thinks that it's a ghost. And, I mean, our place has, like, it's kind of haunted. Like, there have been a lot of spooky occurrences. So I'm thinking maybe it is a ghost.
Okay, so you think...
So we got one of two options here. So we've got either he's got a lady friend that visits when you're at work, or there's a ghost who might have the hots for your boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be either of us.
Well, I was going to say, thinking of you, that's a weird...
It's spooky, right? That's a spooky message.
It is spooky.
That is spooky. I guess that could
be... A ghost would write.
That's something. Wow. Okay.
Have you checked into the history of your place?
Yeah. Only sort of. We've gotten some vague answers.
Is that the only message that's ever appeared in the mirror? Like.
Yeah. I've never gotten any other messages, but like things will disappear or like jump off of the table. With no explanation.
Wow.
Spooky thing.
Why are you still living there? I would be out if I saw something jump off the table.
Ashley, first of all, we've got a lot of people texting us right now. 502-571-9970. I think you need to have a conversation with your boyfriend.
You're not buying into the ghost story, are you?
I think that there needs to be another conversation, but we have a bunch of people texting us and they've got suggestions on how
so interesting
you can proceed. But that is weird though. Like when you get out of the shower and you see that a message kind of appears
in the steam.
That's weird, right?
That is weird. Especially, and you're sure you didn't do it, and you're sure it's not your boyfriend?
She would know if she did it.
Okay.
Unless I was, like, sleepwalking or something.
Okay, I get it. All right. Well, Ashley, thank you again for allowing us to contact you on that.
Yeah, thank you.
And like I said, a lot of people are texting, and you know,
Gosh, I hope we get some smart people to chime in and help you out.
Me too.
By the way, Ashley sent us a text message and said, well, set up security cameras. You'll either catch Casper or Cindy. Okay, sure.
We've named her Cindy. Samantha, though, is like, girl, this isn't a ghost. You need some hidden cameras to find your man's girlfriend. Ooh. A message written in the steam will keep reappearing until the mirror is washed. Oh, wow.
Hey, okay. 502-571-9970.
I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think.
Group therapy.
The case of the message in the mirror.
Now, she approached her boyfriend, as she should, because...
Hey, what's up? Looked like a girl's handwriting.
Right. He's like, must be a ghost. She's like, huh.
Our I don't have a special friend.
Is haunted. Maybe it is a ghost. Text from Brittany. I'm sorry. A ghost isn't putting a winky face on your mirror.
Tina says, so ghosts use emojis now? She can't actually buy that story.
Lisa texts... I just broke up with my boyfriend, so I might be a little cynical, but the guy is likely cheating. Just go into work late one morning, park somewhere you can see the house, and catch the scumbag. Ooh, problem solved.
Wow. Rachel rolls in. Third option, stalker who's broken into your home.
Oh.
Ooh, wow.
That's terrifying.
That's aggressive.
On Facebook, got a note from Kim that said, I'd write a reply. See what happens.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
LOL, if it's not either of their handwriting, then I'd give them a clue like that and see what happens.
Okay. And I also like the idea of setting up a camera in the bathroom.
Joyce, unless he has girly handwriting, he's cheating. And she, the side chick, wanted her to find it.
Yeah, well... That seems to be the most likely outcome.
I mean, I feel like that's only stuff that happens in movies, right? Where the side chick or the other girl kind of leaves hints and clues so that the guy does get busted.
Well, if she wants to end up with the guy, she's got to get rid of the girlfriend. That'd be one way to do it. So
Tiffany just writes, well, a ghost sure isn't going to write it. This was my point, and this was my point I was trying to make with Ashley. I think you need to have another conversation with your boyfriend.
Right.
I think there needs to be another conversation with the boyfriend.
But I like all the ideas with the camera and all the things, and write a message back.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm thinking of you too. LOLs.
Thinking of you too.
Kissy face, maybe.
So there you go. Free therapy. If you want to continue commenting, you can.
Did we help? I don't think we helped.
I think we did in the sense that, Ashley, you need to have a conversation with your boyfriend again.
Okay, so we're on team he's cheating overall, maybe?
Are you not?
Well, yeah, probably. Although I want to
believe
the ghost
thing. Are you on team ghost?
Listen, we glazed over the fact that she said things are jumping off of her table by themselves.
Okay.
Can we back up to that?
Okay,
why is she still living there?
She did say... Okay, whoa. Are you not putting two and two together?
I'm just saying.
If she's saying that things are jumping off the... Couldn't it be the, like, oh, is she saying that, she's coming into a room and stuff that has been on the counter is now on the floor?
No, she said she watched it.
Could that be the other woman, too?
No, she said she watched it.
Oh, maybe I missed that part.
You did miss that part.
Okay.
That's why I'm so dumbfounded that nobody is, like, talking about that. Here's the thing. Maybe they need to move and then see if the messages show up.
Derek rolls in. It's hard to tell what kind of handwriting is in steam. He probably did it to prank her, making her think it was a ghost. Yeah,
okay.
Derek.
Now, again,
yeah,
another reason to have a conversation with the boyfriend.
Yeah, now, well, why wouldn't he have said it then? Oh, my gosh.
All right. Again, I don't know if we help. But I'm on team let's move. Because if that place is haunted, no, let's not live there. Let's not live there. I'm out. I'm not watching things like jump off the table. Nope.
Okay.
Nobody, nope, nope.
Okay.
Certainly not taking a shower there again.
So that's group therapy.
All right.
On 99.7. Setting the bar, small examples not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without posting a selfie, only to realize your boyfriend is wiping his butt in the background, you're doing okay.
Feeling cute. Might delete later.
Her name, and I'm not even making this up, is Shannon Butt.
What?
She's 22.
Her last name is Butt, B-U-T-T?
Yes, she's 22. She shared a selfie on Insta. Wow. Soon realized she wasn't alone in the photo.
Oopsie.
Had it up for about 37 minutes, took it down.
The internet noticed.
And here's the thing. When you look closer at the photo, you're like, ah, that's fine. I mean, it's fine,
no
right?
Biggie.
Except then you realize there's a mirror behind her.
Like
just
right
over
off
her shoulder. Yeah.
Like her right our to our left.
And as she then posted on Twitter after she showed her friends in her group chat,
oh,
and
wow.
they were like, you got to share that.
Oh, wow.
She said, I had this photo up on my Insta for 37 minutes before noticing that my boyfriend is literally wiping his arse in the mirror behind me. And you can see in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
He is wiping his... Okay.
Are you pinching and zooming? Or
he already pinched. But what
oh,
the...
Oh, gosh.
Holly just texts, I wonder what's inside his butthole.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
But what the internet has noticed, and I have as well, the reason you can see that, he's a stander wiper.
A stander wiper?
Oh. He stands to wipe.
Maybe it was just like the gotta make sure we got everything, right?
I make sure I have everything to sit
okay.
when I'm sitting. Don't you? Are you a stander wiper?
I don't think I'm a stander wiper.
You don't think. You either are or you aren't.
I think I get everything taken care of before we stand up.
I'm not necessarily looking at you funny or questioning your methods. I just
I'm
didn't
necessarily
know.
Putting me in this story. Take me out of this. I did not ask to be thrust in this story. It's about Miss Butts there and her boyfriend.
It's about Miss Butts and her boyfriend. If you want to see the photo, we've got it at Ben and Kelly Show
okay.
on Twitter. But, you know, she has a good sense of humor about it. But
does he have a good sense of humor about it, though? He's the one whose butt is put on blast.
That's right. And the world has noticed that he's a stander wiper.
All right.
Which, you know what? Hey, you do you.
However you got to get it done,
if
right?
If that's how you got to get it done, if you feel like
just
it's
get it
best
done.
To stand, then that's the way you do.
Okay. But maybe he's using the wet wipes?
But I just...
Just as a...
Well, and that's another thing the internet has noticed.
Yeah.
You can't see toilet paper in his hand.
We're going to assume. Those wet wipes, they're smaller. So maybe okay. maybe he's using a wet wipe. We are analyzing this way too much.
We are analyzing...
Just
yes, we
the
are.
The fact in and of itself that you can see him in the background is really all we need to... That's where we need to live.
So anyways, cute bathroom though, right?
Oh yeah, it's really nicely decorated. And the fact her name is Butt. I can't.
Do you know any standing wipers?
Again, I don't want to concentrate or harp on that. I don't think we need to go down that road.
All right.
I don't think so. Are you going to try it?
No.
All right.
No, my method is good.
Great.
I
don't think we need to discuss your method. I don't need mental pictures of you doing that right now.
I have many years of success with my current method.
Just look and enjoy that picture.
So anyways, if you want to see it, we have it posted at Ben and Kelly Show. Well, I mean, her other photos. Yeah, I mean,
he's attractive.
A good looking guy.
Okay. Yeah, right.
But yeah.
They do like to take pictures of themselves.
And he's a stander wiper.
Okay. Just get it done.
Get it done.
Get clean, dude.
So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without posting a selfie, only to realize your boyfriend's now wiping his butt in the background and your selfie there.
I know you want your look to be good, but let's check out everything in the picture.
Can't really predict what you guys want to talk about. We just kind of toss stuff against the wall and see what sticks, right? 99.7 DJX.
The weirdest things stick.
You know, setting the bar, we were talking about this... A girl named Shannon who posted a selfie, only then realizing you could see in the mirror a reflection of her boyfriend wiping.
Uh-huh.
He was standing and wiping. Missy.
Okay.
Missy comments on Twitter, why is he standing? You can't unsee this. Is he just pulling up his pants? No, we don't think he's pulling up his pants where his hand is located.
Well...
That's not where you pull your pants up.
He's just checking things out. Just to, again.
Checking things out.
Just to make sure we are good to go.
And so we
we're
got
all done.
On the whole, like, standing wipers. They're fascinating.
No. We don't need to go down this road. We don't.
Katie texts, stander wipers are weird, LOL. So obviously she knows. She knows one, right?
Again, maybe he did the majority of the heavy lifting when he was sitting. And he's just...
He's just topping it off?
Yes. I guess, you know? just making sure everything's taken care of.
Christopher texts in, my fiance does, and I make fun of him for it.
Oh my God.
Standing wipers are coming out of the...
Stop!
They're coming out of the woodwork, Kelly.
I don't want to talk about it.
Again, we're giving them a forum so they don't have to feel shame.
We don't need to give them a forum here. I don't want to be the forum for that. I don't want to.
Christina texts in and says, how would we know if any of our friends stand when they wipe? I've never had this talk with anyone. Well,
yeah, we don't need to. We really don't need to.
Maybe when conversation is lol, you go,
so, do you stand up? What do you want? No, I don't think we bring that up. I don't think we bring that up. That is not what we bring up. No, let's not. Let's not talk when we're having happy hour appetizers. We don't do that. That's not what we do.
So, Bob, how are you? How are the kids? How are the family? So, do you stand when you wipe?
Oh, my God. Why? Don't do that.
Listen.
Some things we don't need to discuss.
Listen, you know me. If I was a stander wiper, I would admit it.
But why? I contend there are some things you don't need to discuss out loud anybody.
But I'm just saying, if I were that type, I would admit it. But I'm not, and I'm fascinated. Logistics, I'm like, how's it work standing up? Because everything closes up.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Okay. I don't want to know.
Kelly, we're going to have to move our Florida story.
I want to go to a safe place.
We spent way too much time talking about standing wipers.
I want to go to a safe place. I'm feeling like I need a safe place.
This is not your safe place.
This is not my safe place.
This is not your safe place at all.
I feel like I need a safe place.
Kelly K.
This one I don't know how to feel about.
I mean, you're supposed to feel good about it, right?
I mean, kind of.
The bit, right?
And then there's a little factor. Oh,
okay.
My.
Okay.
Okay, so we go to the UK.
All right.
A woman named Charlie. Charlie Lello. I love her name.
Charlie.
Out the gate. Love her name. Charlie Lello was furloughed during the pandemic, so she was bored. She's a 29-year-old former retail manager, decided to get herself a pet. Or in this case, hatch 3 ducks.
Okay.
She said she got the idea from a video that popped up on her Facebook feed of someone hatching quail eggs. So she went to the supermarket, picked up both quail and duck eggs, didn't expect it to work. And for the quail eggs, yep, she was correct. They didn't hatch. But 3 ducks
get out of here.
Beep, Peep, and Meep defied the odds and were hatched from eggs she bought at the supermarket.
Eggs?
Yes.
That she literally got out of the supermarket.
She's got little chuckling ducklings.
Wow.
Beep, Peep, and Meep. Now, a spokesperson for the supermarket said it's rare to find fertilized eggs on the store shelves.
Okay.
And added they are entirely indistinguishable from normal eggs. Like, you can't tell.
Oh.
Okay. So the duck egg producer also said that it's a feat of remarkably slim odds that a duckling has been hatched and suspect that a wild male duck paid a discreet visit to one or more of the female ducks. Slipped into the night. It's like, hey, girl.
Hey, what you guys doing over here?
What's up?
So, you mind if I mosey on over here and
about a,
say hello?
A duck like you.
Quick.
A duck like me.
The farmer's coming to get your egg. Let's get this done.
I don't know how to feel about
it.
Like, it's cute, but then it's like makes me question everything I bought at the same time I bought eggs at the supermarket. Like, did I?
Where do you think they come from?
Well, but in my mind, those are the ones that weren't going to become little chicks.
Okay.
Right? Okay. In my mind, I'm automatically now weirded out.
Well, didn't they say that most of them are unfertilized?
They said it's rare, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But now, I sit there and think, if you couldn't tell.
Who knows?
By looking at it.
I know.
There you go.
They're delicious.
She's got Beep, Peep, and Meep.
So she's not going to eat those, right?
Chuckling ducklings. No, they're the pets.
Okay.
She's going to keep them around. I don't think she's going to raise them to become duck confit.
But I've heard.
Delicious.
All right, that's your feel
that's
good.
Feel good.
I think it's a feel good for the ducks, too.
It's a feel good, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
They weren't going to live a life, and now they're living their best life.
That's right.
With Charlie Lello and the mother, the mumsy.
Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. Kelly, stop what you're doing.
What?
Okay, so the feel good that you had where we discussed the ducklings that were hatched from just some store-bought eggs, right?
Uh-huh. The supermarket in the UK.
And the manager at the supermarket was like, well, it could have been like a Randy Mail duck that just kind of got in and...
Rogue in the middle of the night.
Sprinkled some of...
Okay.
Anyways, got a text from a listener, and I'm going to need you to get ready to research some stuff.
Oh, God.
Text from a listener. Did you know the male duck you-know-what are corkscrew-shaped?
Are you asking me, sir?
Yes.
To look...
Google image search that.
What does the male duck
wiener look like?
I'm using the anatomically correct word.
Oh, okay.
So Google will understand. Oh, it is. With ridges and backward pointy fleshy spines?
Wow.
What?
Exciting.
Now, to go along with that, females have long twisted...
Well, of course they do.
Virginias that have a number of spirals.
Virginias.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Holy cow. I'm so,
let's click on images. No, I don't want to click on images. Don't click on images.
All right, hang on a second. Yes. Do I need to look this up on YouTube?
I'm going to have to delete my cookies.
Duck mating. That's not it. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that when we had this feel-good story, we were going to dive down.
Oh, there is a New York Post article that says horrible thing you never knew about ducks. There it is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is, oh, gosh, and they're long.
Wow. Wow. That's exciting.
I don't want the learning. I don't want the learning.
Okay. All right.
I don't want the learning. Stop the learning.
I think I've heard this before.
It looks like he's just getting a piggyback ride. And she just, you know, kind of lowers down. He just climbs right up, waddles right up. And,
yeah, just
right.
Willingly a piggyback ride. There you go. Okay,
that's great.
All right,
so I can't unsee these images.
So thank you.
I can't. I can't.
Can we just be happy that not all males in this universe are shaped that way?
Oh, yes. Let's thank the good Lord for that. It was an interesting design for this, though.
That could be a different experience.
Interesting.
Interesting design, she says.
We don't need further discussion.
Roxanne texts us, and she's forcing our hand down this hole.
No, Roxanne.
That we're not wanting to necessarily go down. We just set the car in motion, and a lot of times you guys choose the path with which we take. Sometimes we take an off-ramp. Sometimes we get on a rest stop. And get back on the road. So then Roxanne rolls in and says, hey, while we're talking about barnyards.
Oh, my God. I don't want to stay in the barnyard. I want to get out of the barnyard. I want out of the barnyard.
She says, so are hogs. Little things are corkscrew shaped. Yeah, you need to.
Look like.
You need to Google that.
Oh, yep.
Google him.
Yep.
Is she right?
Yes,
hang on.
Indeed.
Okay. Hang on a second.
Oh, wow.
Kelly, Google.
I will say not as long as the duck.
Oh, congratulations, duck.
Congratulations.
Will you go ahead and Google this? Because we could continue down this path.
What else do you
Google
need to Google?
What animals have corkscrew shapes? And then we'll figure this out once and for all. We know ducks and we know hogs. Man, this is some learning. This is the learning that you don't learn in school, guys.
There is an article that says the weirdest animal penises.
I think we've had this show before.
Have we?
I feel like we have.
I must have blocked it out from trauma.
You do a lot of times.
Okay. But sea slug has a disposable regenerating one.
Well, that's convenient.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I'm done with that one. I'm just going to throw it away. I'll grow another one.
All right. So all we know on the list of corkscrew are hogs and ducks. Is that all you figured out?
Sea turtle has a massive and terrifying one. There is a fish with four sharp hooks on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's a fish with one on its head.
Well.
Oh, that's an unfortunate design.
Convenience. All right. So thank you. Again, a lot of times we set the car in motion. We set the train in motion. And sometimes you guys need to go to the bathroom and we have to get off at rest stops and we have to pull off to the side of the road and let you do your business. And then we can get back on the road.
Let's get back on the road.
I feel like this is what we're doing.
Back on the road.
We're at a rest stop right now. All right. We're letting you do your business. Now we're going to get back on the road. We're going to get back on the road.
EJX.
Should we get to a Sadie the Bar story?
Probably.
Small examples of what not to do. We're going to go international for this one out of China. If you can manage to... Oh, gosh, this is tough for me to say. Okay. Yeah, we'll just slap a quick warning on this one. If you can
Okay.
Manage to make it through the day without...
Easy. Kids, turn it down.
Shoving an eel.
Where?
Where the sun don't shine.
No.
To treat it, your constipation, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is not how we treat that.
I don't know how this is even possible, but a guy in China went to the hospital thanks to severe abdominal pain. Doctors discovered that he had tried to treat his constipation on his own.
With an eel?
Up the rear.
Oh, my God. Like, what?
Sorry, spoiler alert. The eel did not make it.
Oh, no. And neither did a lot of his colon, right?
Right, yeah. The guy actually came close to not making it either, but...
Oh, my gosh.
It was removed. He was patched up, and he's going to recover. But
where did he get this idea?
It was
where, how, where? Is this an ancient custom?
It is. It was like it was like a some sort of a healer, like
kind of like leeches.
Sure.
You put leeches on your skin.
Yes.
To help with things. This is different. This is different.
This is. So
this is different.
Again, you know,
this is different.
Maybe he didn't have like any sort of laxative or anything like that around.
You can buy those at the store.
Or prune juice.
You could even buy them on Amazon.
Or maybe he didn't have...
They deliver worldwide.
Maybe he just didn't have those available.
Okay.
But he had an eel.
But he had an eel? He couldn't find a laxative, but he had an eel?
He had an eel.
And that was his best idea?
And here's the thing. What's the conversation you're having with that eel? Hey, eel, I'm constipated. Guess what I'm going to need you to do? The eel's like, oh, God, no.
No,
I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want to do that.
You buy some Miralax and you let it work.
So, again, setting the bar. I think with almost 100% accuracy, everybody within the sound of a voice can handle not treating their constipation by shoving an eel where the sun don't shine. Then you're doing okay.
Just when I thought. I had heard it all.
Kelly.
I know.
Kelly.
I shouldn't be surprised.
Kelly.
Sometimes I kind of still am.
Kelly.
Sometimes.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.